Welcome to another episode of the Power Up Podcast. We've got a special episode today as our Vice Chair, Scott Dimple, is going to join me. And we're going to have a discussion with Katie Muir from Black & Veatch. And we're going to talk about the awesome conference we just had in April of this year. So let's get going. All right. So the idea today was to go over our previous conference that we just had in Kansas City, hosted by Black & Veatch, which was an amazing event. And on the call today, as we said, is Katie and Scott. Scott is our vice chair, and Scott is going to kind of kick things off. We really wanted to discuss the event, what it took to host it. Katie and her team did such a great job. We thought it'd be really important to kind of capture some notes, talk a little bit about the efforts that went in, you know, what it meant to Black & Veatch, and really provide some future content for folks thinking of hosting, or even some vendors out there that are thinking of sponsoring our next event in 2025 in Chattanooga. So Scott, I have a face for radio, but you have a voice for radio. So I thought, again, when you and I first talked about doing this, I love the idea of having you joining us. Your voice is phenomenal for this. And yeah, you want to kick things off for us?
Well, I appreciate that, Trevor. It's spring, and I'm fighting some allergies right now, so I'm sorry if I can't live up to my billing, but I will try the best that I can. Thanks, Katie, for joining us today to talk about a recap of the 2024 Spring SDSIC meetings in Kansas City. So I wanted to start off just talking a little bit about the event. And I know Black & Veatch has been involved with the SDSIC for quite some time. I wanted to start off by asking, why did Black & Veatch decide now was the right time to host an event?
Yeah, great question, Scott. It was certainly important for us to be involved in SDSIC. And there's a unique opportunity with us being involved to really bring the different skill sets we have for Black & Veatch being a $4 billion company, over 10,000 employees, over 100 years old, where we have some resources that we can really help build up SDSIC to making it the best it can be. And I really saw that opportunity as being a host in making a positive impact on where it's going in the future and really where innovation in substations is going, that we could make that impact. So I think BIM in particular as an innovation is in a bit of a heyday, as it will, in substations, because some of the tools have significantly improved recently to make it less of a pain maybe to adopt those within substation design, where we really see the adoption increasing, where it kind of hit that sweet spot of the value proposition for us, where we have the skill set, we have the professionals that are engaged in the organization, as well as seeing that the opportunities in the industry for us to really need this opportunity to collaborate with others on both BIM, but other ways that we can continue to innovate in substation design.
Yeah, I really want to thank Black & Veatch for taking the time to put this whole thing together for the spring. I know it's a lot of work, and the SDSIC is a completely volunteer organization. So we couldn't have done it without you and the staff at Black & Veatch, and specifically, I know Kip Elliott and Melissa Smith from Black & Veatch spent a good portion probably of the last year planning this event, and it really showed and really gave us that forum to do the collaboration that you were talking about there, Katie. So good. Great job by the Black & Veatch team. Really appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, I agree, Scott. Kip and Melissa did a yeoman's job, and Valerie and Tacky's team, really the people that she put on this, were stellar. And I have to say that's probably one of my best choices, or our best choices, is not necessarily relying only on technical focus folks to executing this conference, because while we can design a substation really well, I would say that things related to planning, a event of this scale and some of the marketing and just thoughtful considerations are not maybe our strength or forefront. So really bringing that marketing team that's to this was awesome. And I think they really made an impact on even the slogan for the conference, which I mean, make your mark, make our mark, right? That I thought really made it jump off the page, that unifying call to action of us being this collaboration. Yeah, we compete. Yeah, we all have our own focuses on being successful, but this is a time for us to maybe put that aside to really have that collaborative and team mindset for on the forefront.
Yeah, the slogan was great, and I really appreciate Black & Beach bringing that to us as an idea. And you know, when I first saw the slogan, make your mark, make our mark, it really just got me thinking. And I think a lot of the participants that were there, it got them thinking as well on what kind of value are they going to try to extract from the spring meeting.
That's so true. And even the, you know, all the branding at the conference, I know the, you know, senior leadership team, everybody was, you know, real sense of pride when you show up and you see the banners on this big conference building. And, you know, I think Bill Gordon, you know, our current chair, he said to us, boy, we're not in the basement anymore. Yeah, it was absolutely terrific. Your team did an amazing job, Katie. It was funny, after we left Kansas City, Scott, like I looked at my Android AI, I said my top five contacts were my wife, Bill Gordon, Scott, and Kip and Melissa.
Well, that's not, how not much to speak for everybody, but that's a pretty good list of contacts right there, Trevor.
That's a great list. Yeah. Tells you how much time we spent.
Yeah. To your point though, Trevor, I mean, SDSIC being entirely a volunteer organization, both you, Bill, Scott's hard work with Melissa and Kip. I mean, it wasn't Black & Beach alone, right? It was a huge team effort back and forth. So I thank you and commend you all for being open to our ideas and really helping us make sure this was still on brand with where we wanted to be with SDSIC, but also kind of elevating it and improving on your feedback from years past too.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been, yeah, Scott and Bill definitely put a lot of effort in, and you know, it's a sense of pride, I think, for the community. And you know, if we didn't enjoy what we did and we didn't enjoy the folks that are involved, you know, we wouldn't put in that much of an effort, and I don't think it would have grown as much as it would, including being able to capture, you know, folks like Bill and Scott. I mean, they're busy enough, but I was able to coerce them into their positions.
It didn't take that much coercion, Trevor.
Yeah, no, it's pretty
easy. The benefit of the meetings and the SDSIC as a whole. Glad to be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was a pretty easy sell. You were pretty quick to step up. So yeah, we all appreciate it for sure.
Yeah.
So I know, you guys want to transition to maybe some ideas for anybody out there that potentially might be thinking of hosting an event or anything like that?
I mean, I think I touched on it, getting your marketing team involved. I mean, those that maybe have strengths in this area, us, you know, truly forming a team at Black & Beach to make sure we didn't just rely on a couple people, but also helping our marketing team understand what makes this conference so special and why it's important that we're engaged and involved. I think they really got it. And just the sense that they came up with that slogan is that they heard us explaining why SDSIC, right? But really us becoming a true ambassador for the last 18 months, but continuing that as ambassadors involved in SDSIC to truly engaging with our vendors, engaging with our clients, engaging with others that we talk to in the industry. One, letting them know, hey, this is what SDSIC is all about, and this is why you should get involved. And I think we even had some last minute registrations that as I'm talking with clients and we're engaging in different ways, and they ask about, you know, either this innovation or that innovation, whether it's the SBS software or something else that we're doing with LiDAR, that, or even like the VR that we had demonstrating, where we could say, hey, if you're coming to this event, it'd be a great time to engage and really see what this is all about. That was a huge benefit for us, but also a exciting way for us to really help elevate the industry and get those more aware. So we had record attendance this year, which was so cool to see. I think that was a large part of all of the leadership committee and the folks that are in SDS. I see the leadership committees helping that with that ambassadorship as well. But I mean, I think Kansas City was a great place to host. That was awesome. Just we had things centrally located. So I think that worked out for a lot of folks, easy to fly into. So that was exciting. But certainly getting that value proposition understood by our vendors of, hey, there's people here that are making choices that impact how often your equipment's being specified, or understanding how your innovations help solve these unique problems in the industry, right? So really focusing on innovations, but that this is a unique group of professionals that have a unique ability to influence choices that are made in design, and coming with their ideas and innovations can really help there. So I think we saw 3 or 4 or 5 different vendors, I think, just even setting up tables to kind of talk with professionals that are designing with their equipment. That really made a difference too, of helping this conference kind of jump off the page, if you will, to not just think about or talk about, but really see tangibly what we're using day to day.
Yeah, I really appreciate you helping spread the word for the SDSIC and the conference. That's great that we're able to bring some new people in that maybe haven't attended in the past. I believe, Trevor, we had over 350 attendees this time. So we keep setting records, and we'll look to maybe set another record a year from now in Chattanooga with Mason Associates hosting.
Yeah, let's hope.
So, Katie, I know we got a chance to meet and talk a little bit while we were in Kansas City. Was this your first time attending the SDSIC?
This is my third time. I think I had one other time in person and then one that was virtual. So it was good to build on that for sure in some of the conversations and the networking we were able to do.
Yeah, that's great. No, it was great to make a connection with you, and certainly look forward to continuing that relationship. As a host, I'm kind of interested in your impression on how things worked as a host compared to just an attendee like you had been in the past. Any kind of other nuggets that you can have for potential future hosts?
Yeah, it was certainly I won't say it was a small effort. It was a large effort, right, to take it on. And I would say getting coalition internally with key stakeholders that helped to fund the conference was really important. And again, tying not just how great of an organization SDSIC is and explaining that, but showing how it aligns with our goals in our business, right, to where this really is a win-win when you're a host. There is a certain amount of upfront capital that you need to, you know, provide, you know, that is offset with registration fees and whatnot. But that's a little bit different than how some different conferences are run. So just that understanding that it feels a little bit more like gambling than maybe some other conferences, but that it is really a safe gamble in the sense of the track record that we have with these conferences being successful, well attended, and really our team and their ability to leverage more sponsors from various folks that really did want to engage with this group of professionals really helped make this successful. So certainly getting the right folks engaged was important, but also that value proposition, like I said, but the helping them understand why this is a really safe bet in the way that the funding mechanism might be a little bit different than other conferences.
Yeah, that's so true, Katie. And, you know, it was, you know, I think as a leadership team on our side, you know, we all learned quite a bit, as we always do. And I think this one was one of those, yeah, we need to kind of get there earlier with the registration, so we're not gambling so much on the attendance and, mm-hmm. you know, trying to help your team do a better job of planning everything. I mean, yeah, it was a lot of, I guess a lot of struggles at the end. We had kind of pushed the app almost to the last 2 weeks before the conference to have the schedule done. And yeah, so I think we had a lot of lessons learned as well to kind of make it smoother. But yeah, it was phenomenal. I think the venue itself, right? I mean, I don't know how you guys chose that venue. I mean, had you used it before? Was that like that conference hall?
I think Black and Veatch had used that venue before, Trevor, and had some experience with just some different resources in Kansas City. And I really should have probably pulled Kip and Melissa on understanding, but they really used the Black and Veatch team to like get bids from different places, right? And so different folks that were interested in wanting to host. So it wasn't just a direct source necessarily for them, but really looking at making sure that this was, you know, people understand that this is a huge draw to have this kind of 350 professionals that, you know, will come to your city or will come to your location, right? So that was definitely how we approached this, but having some relationships with Kansas City locations and facilities, we have done some work there before, just Black and Veatch being headquartered in Overland Park, where it was a nearby place that we understood that we could, you know, more easily spin up effectively.
No, that was a really good point there for the, you know, we had evening events every night, right? Black and Veatch hosted one. We had Power and, you know, Power Engineers, Burns and McDonald, right? So those events went to the local, I would say tourism, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think we tried really hard. I tried really hard to commit some money to the bar scene in Kansas City. So, but it was, it does. You're right. It does add a lot to the community itself, right? Because those events were packed as well. We had quite a few that were booked up, and the basketball experience and everything else. It was, that was pretty great for the local economy for sure.
Yeah. Right. One of the suggestions or lessons learned, I know we talked about at the leadership debrief dinner, was how many new people were engaging with SDSIC at this conference. And I thought that was really powerful, but also I think a lot of them are hungry for some of the information that we have either presented in the past or some of the lessons learned that we've kind of already presented in past conferences. So certainly some opportunity or discussions on, you know, maybe changing up how we organize our presentations to, you know, a 101 at the beginning to really get people oriented to, hey, here are some of the more cutting edge technologies or innovations that we have. And then, you know, organizing and highlighting which are new presentations and which ones might be encore, right? So that folks can maybe choose effectively, just understanding where we are highlighting maybe something new from the previous conference and getting people maybe more well-rounded or able to sit in on other committees' presentations if they'd seen another presentation in the past. So I think that continues to be the secret sauce for SDSIC, is it's not just a single piece of innovation. It's so wide, right? In the breadth of the disciplines and the subject matter that is covered, that you can really become more well-rounded by attending different committees or by kind of cross-training, if you will, at the conference, and just being aware or understanding some of the better ways you can interface with those other disciplines and substation design.
Yeah, no, those are great, great insights, and appreciate you sharing that with us. We've already talked about some of those ideas as an SDSIC leadership team, because we want the conference to be as impactful for people as possible. So if there's better ways to structure the content or communicate to folks on which content is most appropriate for where they are in their career development or their engagement with the SDSIC, we want to make those changes. So really, really appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah, that's great. Even the, you know, we try to follow like the TED Talks, right? And I think having, you know, it's not as well known. So for newbies showing up, I think that'd be great. And I know Scott and Bill were talking about that in having kind of a kickoff day and explaining some of the background and, you know, the week ahead kind of thing for a lot of the newer folks. So maybe we'll call it SED Talk, Substation Entertainment Technology, Scott. I don't know.
Oh, we're going to rename your rebranding already, Trevor. I like it.
We're always moving.
There you go.
So Katie, one of the great things you guys did, you mentioned it before, Scott said, yeah, there's so many vendors on this one. I just found that was a great engagement. They had tables there, it was all set up and everything. Can you talk a little bit about maybe how you just went about reaching out to those folks? Because you brought in a lot of new ones.
Yeah, it was exciting to see the enthusiasm and support from our contract partners, several of them for sure. One of the things that we did was certainly leveraging our procurement department that hold the relationships with the vendors and really narrowing down, hey, who are some key vendors that are, one, important to our success in executing substation projects, but are also really either innovating themselves or interested in where the industry is going and helping to be at the forefront of that industry. So that's really where we came up with a list of industry vendors to target's not the right word, but to, I don't know, try and make sure that they are aware that we're hosting this and this would be a great idea. So it was cool to see just the Black & Veatch brand come through with that as well to say, hey, Black & Veatch thinks this is important and we're standing behind this organization and this conference. And shoot, Trevor, I always love when Bill, I think it was Bill this year that brought up that slide that show all of the different participants across the industry in SDSSC.
Yeah.
It's so powerful, right? And when you start talking about how many, not just utilities, you know, not just consultants, but vendors that are part of it, that you can really get folks interested in getting behind it. And it's kind of been an unsung hero that we want to make sure more folks are aware of, right?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, great point. That's a good time to plug from our leadership side, Scott. So we're 2,125 members this week. So yeah, there's quite a big reach when for any of the vendors that are coming in and sponsoring or anything. It's pretty big reach.
All right. I heard at least one of those vendors say they wanted to continue to be involved and get more involved in the SDSIC, which was really great to hear.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's great to see that kind of, you know, the first time we really saw like an exhibit hall kind of, you know, all the tables of the vendors and banners, and you know, it was pretty awesome in between. And a lot of people were walking around and kind of checking things out, right? Some of the vendors had some equipment there, and that was great to see. I mean, that was really kind of a first time, kind of like an Autodesk University type of thing at a smaller scale. So it was pretty.
Well, and you know, Trevor, I talked with Bill about this afterwards, and I think it's probably worth just mentioning here. I think we all said we don't want this to be an IEEE exhibit hall. That's not the goal here, right? And we actually made sure to emphasize that with our vendor partners that, hey, this is not IEEE. Like, do not make this an IEEE vendor hall, right? There is a time and place, but we don't want to replicate that. That is what it is, right? This is a time for us truly to be collaborative and highlighting our innovations and where we see the industry moving and how we can help it move there faster. So it's not just about necessarily your bread and butter. It's about that. How can we help make each other better?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's true. I went to the IEEE in Anaheim, I guess the week after we were in Kansas City, and you know, it's an amazing event. Like, it's huge in the hall, you know, you walk through the hall, but you're basically getting business cards and people stepping out and, you know, cutting you down and trying to get you into their booth. And yeah, there was none of that in Kansas City. It was very open, and you know, you pretty much had to go approach the vendors to get there. And yeah, that's a great point, Katie. And we, you know, we don't share the contact information with vendors, right? Nobody gets spammed with a bunch of sales calls after these conferences. We keep all that stuff private. So there's no sharing with any kind of spam lists or any of that stuff. So it's been important to us, and that'll continue going forward as well.
Katie, I know our closing session for the spring conference included a talk by Kevin Ludwig, who's the grid solutions leader over at Black & Veatch. And he was talking about the challenges or opportunities, depending on how you want to look at it, within the utility industry over the next, you know, decades, with all the increases in load and different types of sources coming onto the system, all the transmission work that's going to need to be done. And he coupled that with some concerns about the number of engineers and designers that we have to do the work. And I just kind of wanted to key that up to you and see how you thought maybe the SDIC can help rise to the challenge that Kevin was discussing in his closing presentation.
Yeah, great question, Scott. And I thought his overview and in his closing remarks was one, a great opportunity for Black and Veatch to have our vice president articulate where we see the industry going. And like you said, the challenges, opportunities there. And certainly SDSAC has created this community of people that are really solution focused, right? Like, how do we all tackle these similar challenges we're facing together? And I think that common goal really helps the SDSAC help sponsor some, or the people on it sponsor some initiatives for that. And I think we're even seeing some movement right now of helping some schools to maybe develop some curriculum really attached to solving the need for more labor and more talent in our industry. So we're not just stealing from each other, right? There's a bigger pool to really tackle these challenges long-term. And really that, I guess uniting around that common goal is where I see SDSIC really being a key sponsor in solving this and making sure that it's at the forefront, right? You know, the committees having monthly calls, you know, tackling some of these challenges and continuing to share and innovate together. You know, you solve things better when you're on a bigger team than when you're just trying to think things up yourself. So I think that group solutioning is really where I see SDSIC, you know, moving things forward and just the innovation that comes from everyone being together that you kind of spitball. And I think Trevor's mentioned more than once coming up with things on the back of a napkin, right, at a bar. And so it's really that kind of free thinking in the space to have that free thinking together that I think will help solve these things sooner and in thinking bigger. And I'll say that, you know, Kevin being there, we even included some, you know, project managers, directors, and the folks that we had attending from Black and Veatch. And I'll say them coming back and really being an ambassador within Black and Veatch to say, hey, this is the value. This is what's going on. Did you know this is where we're moving the needle in this area of substation design? And really the communication to our leadership when we came back of how successful the conference was, they really saw the value from how many people attended, the ideas that came out of it, and really the receptivity of those ideas shared with Kevin, but also in our small conversations throughout the week that has leadership wanting to continue to support this moving forward, which is, I think, truly the success of a true measurement of success of a conference is when folks are already engaged to continue to support it in the future.
Yeah, and taking the idea of collaboration and actually practicing it, I've had some follow-up conversations with Kevin because of listening to his presentation, and he's identifying a lot of the same challenges that we're seeing here at AEP. And is there an opportunity to continue to collaborate between a large electrical engineering consultant and a large electrical utility to work together to help solve those types of issues to make the industry a little bit healthier and better in the future? So we've been having those conversations. That's really a direct result of meeting people and having that collaborative space within the SDSIC. So really appreciate Black and Veatch's help in putting this together for our spring conference and all the hard work it took to make it as successful as it was. It went off completely without a hitch, and everything was planned perfectly. So thank you to Katie, to Kip, Melissa, the rest of the Black and Veatch marketing team. We could not have done it without you.
Yeah, we had so much great feedback from everybody that attended, and you know, I think you guys raised the bar. It's been pretty incredible, and yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Katie.
You're welcome. I'm glad it went so well, and we won't mention any of the hitches that we may have been able to hide throughout. But glad to do it, and look forward to the next conference.
Awesome. Hey, thanks.
The only hitch was on our side, on the SDSIC side. So Katie, I have to issue you a formal apology, and I'll do it through the podcast, but we lost your presentation somehow, but I was amazed at how quick on your feet you were to say, oh, I'm just gonna read my slides off of my phone. And you know, if if somebody was from the outside looking in, they wouldn't even notice that we didn't have your slides up there. That's how well you did afterwards. So apologize on behalf of the leadership team, but we wanted to throw you a challenge since everything was working so good. We wanted to try to see if we could throw you off your game.
It's good. We make history in all kinds of ways.
Yep. One of our old chairs, John Thomas, said once pros play hurt. So you did a great job. Well, thanks for doing this today, Katie, as well, amongst all the other stuff you guys have done. But thanks for doing this. And Scott, thanks so much for leading this off today. It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor, for all your work behind the scenes to make this stuff possible. And thank you, Katie.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the Power Up Podcast today. If you enjoyed this conversation and you're not yet a member of the SDSIC, join for free at sdsconsortium.com. Be part of the community and all these great conversations. And maybe you'll be the next guest on the Power Up Podcast.